Security threats could threaten long-term outreach in the Arabian Peninsula. July's flooding continues to wreak havoc in Burma. And a harvest in India starts with a seed, some land, and some time. These stories and others are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Security threats in the Arabian Peninsula just got more serious. Many U.S. officials were evacuated out of Yemen Tuesday. The State Department's urging Americans in Yemen to leave immediately. A message was recently intercepted between two al-Qaeda leaders indicating potential terrorist activity. Jeff Palmer with Baptist Global Response says Westerners can leave Yemen, but there's still danger for the nation's citizens and refugees.
The wars and the conflicts and the terrorism, there's all this collateral damage. People with families and children, they don't have any stake in the fight one way or the other, but they're just the victims on the outside and they have to flee their homes.
There's tension, but that's why it's critical for Christian groups taking in relief and the hope of Christ.
They're the ones that not only carry a package of food that's hope or a package of health care items as hope, they also carry a message of hope to those who are in the most desperate need.
Pray for safety. Next, thousands are fleeing their homes in Burma as floodwaters rise. Partners Relief and Development says a tropical storm at the end of July is still wreaking havoc. The storm caused major rivers to overflow. Now, rain isn't letting things dry out. More than 38,000 people are without a home, and Partners is working with another group to respond. They've delivered food to over 100 flood victims and are looking for more ways to help. Would you pray? This is Mission Network News. You know how God sometimes does really big things to drive a point home? Well, that's the story of a New Tribes mission family that just arrived in the Asia-Pacific region. They were studying what it means to be single-minded when they got word that the ship bearing all of their earthly belongings was at the bottom of the ocean. The family says the loss became an opportunity to be totally focused on the Lord. The lesson they share can be found at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, it's that time of year again. School is almost back in session. Buckner International is helping kids get off to the right start. Buckner's Mike Julian.
This time of year, school supplies, not just in the state of Texas, but all around the world, is at a very low potential.
That's why Buckner's collecting school supplies as well as shoes and socks for kids they support.
Instead of giving a hand out to the clients that we're serving, it kind of gives them a hand up. It doesn't supply everything, but it gives them a starting point.
By meeting physical needs, a door opens for the gospel. Julian gives this example.
Because a child in Uganda received a flip-flop, his mom and dad went to the church that delivered those flip-flops the following Sunday, and the Lord called them to cross the line of faith.
Learn more at our website. Pray these school supplies and footwear will show kids the abundant love of God. And everybody knows that to grow a harvest, you need a seed, the right land, and time. That's proven true for Audio Scripture Ministries. J.P. Sundararajan says 10 years ago, his family launched an ASM Bible project in India called Word for the Family. The idea was to reach 25,000 families. Today, he says not only did they reach that goal, but also...
We were looking at about 5,000 churches that have been planted purely from the Word for the Family project all over India. And we're working with church planting organizations and Bible translating agencies, as well as other local pastors and evangelists and missionaries.
That support network grew into new outreaches, planted among leprosy survivors and the visually impaired.
For about $35, you can buy an audio Bible for a family in India. And we encourage people to start there.
And they thought reaching 25,000 families was big.
Our goal was always too small in terms of what God was thinking.
Plant some seeds. Our website has the tools. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Josh Wilson's new CD when you support Mission Network News with your best gift. It's part of the Mission Network News Wake Me Up Summer, reminding Christians to wake up and share Christ in everyday experiences. Call 1-800-995-4828 again with your best gift, and I'll send you the Josh Wilson CD, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.